Let me explain one thing to you. It's the way that the charges were filed. Remember I said 11, convicted of 7 of 11 criminal episodes. And if you go back and read the presentment, there were 11 clear criminal episodes. So 7 of those they found them guilty of. Now, some of that were duplicative type charges that when a prosecutor charges a theft, you charge it in 4 different ways. And in this one, it was theft by unlawful taking or disposition, theft by deception, theft of services, and theft by failure to make required disposition of funds received. It can only be one theft. And the jury had to decide which one it is. Technically, a jury could have said, well, it's all 4. But for the purpose of sentencing, they would have merged together and only been sentenced under one count. And if you go back and look at the jury verdict, and I'm going to look to make sure I'm right on this to Frank, you can eliminate 33 of those. Is it 33 counts?
Yes.
33 counts because of the duplicate nature of that. So if we set that aside, it certainly presents a different picture.